You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Family for Every Child, Voice, Whakaronga Mai, and Grandparents Raising Grandchildren have come together to initiate Tech for Kids, a movement designed to stimulate conversation around what must be done to improve the lives of children and young people in Aotearoa. I spoke to Christina Howe from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren about Tech for Kids Scorecard, a survey that asks political parties which policy solutions surrounding care and protection they will implement if elected. Here is that interview. Why did Family for Every Child, Voice, Whakaronga Mai, and Grandparents Raising Grandchildren feel it was important to initiate the Tech for Kids movement?
So the Tech for Kids movement, it was really important because, especially at election time, a lot of the political parties, they have discussions about children and about young people, but they don't often include their voices. So the Tech for Kids movement was a way for us to put the questions that really do matter for our young people, for our children, to the political parties and get a solid response from them. And then they've been able to use as a tool to help inform the public, generate political commitment to policies that we think really improve the lives of children and young people. So that's why it's important for us, and it's important to make sure we're getting the voices of the children and young people heard, especially at election time, because they don't have their right to vote themselves. So it's important we can get their voices across for the general public.
What is the purpose of the Care and Protection Scorecard, and what does it explore?
So the purpose of the Care and Protection Scorecard is to look at what our political parties have in store for our young people and our children. It explores a range of questions. It covers things like their commitment to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Children and whether they're going to uphold that in New Zealand, whether they're going to be, you know, quite community-focused, quite Māori and community-led in their care solutions, whether they're going to include capability training for staff that are dealing with children that are going through child abuse and neglect. So it's really looking at exploring all of those really key main issues that are affecting our children and young people, especially those in state care or those that are in homes that aren't their parents. So, you know, being raised by grandparents or aunties or something like that. So the scorecards really focus on that.
What are the key recommendations of Tech for Kids for the government?
So the key recommendations that have come out, so they really want to be seeking commitment to align legislation, policy and practice with the UNCRC, which is the Convention on the Rights of the Child, implement recommendations to protect our children's futures. So as a collective, we advocate for a system that works in active partnership with tamariki, whānau communities, tangata whenua to prevent and reduce harm and family separation. We're also looking to provide quality and culturally appropriate alternative care and support services, and emphasising the need for equitable access to support for all children in care, especially those and including those outside of that formal system as well. So those are our recommendations, kind of based on those responses to that scorecard.
What do Tech for Kids hope for from the government to see in the next few years?
I think a big part of it is, you know, the past governments, they've kind of promised a lot. Voice Whakaronga Mai has, and Family for Every Child, has come up with the six promises that previous governments have promised children in state care, and those six promises have been consistently broken. So I think what we are hoping for in the next few years with the next government coming in is that the promises that are being made, the commitments that are being made by the political parties for our children and young people are going to actually be followed through with, that we're going to see some outcomes, we're going to see some changes, and we're going to see our children and young people at the centre to make sure that they're safe.
Family for Every Child and Voice Whakaronga Mai have launched a virtual gallery today. Visitors are invited to explore three exhibitions featuring the voices of rangatahi with experiences with care. Can you tell us a little bit about these exhibitions?
Yeah, it's a really, really, really fantastic gallery. And if anyone has the opportunity and the link to kind of have a look through it, highly, highly recommend you do. It is quite confronting. What you will see there, the voices of the children that have gone through state care are out the other side of that state care, but their voices and their stories going through it is what you see in this gallery. It's based on the petition and the walk that they did to Parliament there in August 2023, I think. And the stories and photographs and just experiences through that state care is so, so, so important. And that's what we're focused on, the actual voices of the people that have come through that. So I highly recommend going to have a look through that gallery. It's really, really important and will hopefully influence people on how they vote this election as well.
What does this art show us about our current care system and what needs to change?
Yeah, I think most New Zealanders could get on board with our current care system is not overly successful in what it's trying to achieve. I think there's probably some good intentions behind it, but it's just at this point in time looking like a broken system. The state care is not overly helping these children in many, many ways. And there's many, many stories from these children, now adults, that have gone through it that is just heartbreaking, to be honest. So currently, there is quite a trend with Oranga Tamariki contacting predominantly grandparents and saying to them, you take the children, or these children are going into foster care. And in doing so, there is a big, big, big group of grandparents or extended whānau that are raising children that should be getting that support from the state care, but they're not. They're out of state care, which means they're tipped off, not the state's problem anymore. But the whānau and grandparents that are raising these children are actively struggling. There's no support for them. They don't get the same support as, say, a foster caregiver does. Like, they don't get the same financial support, the same emotional or practical support, anything like that. So I do see that in the scorecard, a lot of the political parties are starting to lean towards community and whānau being the answer rather than state care, which I do think is really positive and a good move forward. But in doing that and in saying that and in promising that, we have to make sure that we are putting in appropriate supports for the community and whānau to be doing it properly. You know, we've done a bit of research and there is quite a high number that have got the care of children, their grandchildren or niece or whatever, that it's been so difficult through that state care or out of that state care that they have said they wouldn't actually do it again. And that's quite shocking because that's their own family, their own whānau. So for things to change, there does need to be that inclusion of the whānau and community for sure, but there needs to be that massive support for them because that's just not happening at the moment. And the current state system, again, the stories that you will see in that gallery emphasize that that just isn't working either. So, yeah. It is a little bit of a broken system. There's probably not a one answer that will solve it. But I think what we can see is that putting that support, financial, emotional, physical, practical support around those caring for the children out of state care is really, really important.
That was Christina Howe from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren speaking to me about the Tick for Kids movement, which aims to improve care conditions for Tamariki and Aotearoa, and also we spoke about their new scorecard.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.